In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我说话。
This morning the topic is a little bread yet bountiful grace of God.
今天的主题是一小块饼，却是神丰盛的恩典。
Please turn to First Kings chapter 17.
请大家翻开列王记上十七章。
First Kings chapter 17 from verse 8 to 16.
列王记上十七章从第八节到十六节。
Chapter 17 from verse
8. 十七章第八节。
Then the Lord then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise and go to Zarephath." Which belonged to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded the widow there to provide for you. Verse 10. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there, gathering the sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please get me a little water in a jar, that I may drink." Verse 11. And as she was going to get it, and he called to her and said, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the bowl and a little oil in the jar. And behold, I am gathering a few sticks that I may go in and prepare for me and my son, and that we may eat it and die." 13. Then Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go, do as you have said, but make me a little bread cake from it first, and bring it out to me, and afterward you may make one for yourself and for your son." Verse 14. "For thus say the Lord God of Israel, the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be emptied, until the day that the Lord sent a rain on the face of the earth." 15.
15.
So she went and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and her household ate for many days. 16.
16.
The bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah. And this story is very well known and a very famous story.
这一段故事大家都很清楚，也是一个很有名的故事。
And there's a 3.5 years of this drought, they came upon to Israel.
这个是在以色列地，他有三年半的干旱。
Actually, the man of God, Elijah, proclaimed for this 3.5 years of drought, God support him to let this happen to Israel.
是因为神他告诉以利亚，让以利亚来宣言做这个不降雨发生在以色列地。
Yeah, that's the First Kings chapter 17, verse 1. That is the beginning of that story.
这整个故事是从十七章的第一节开始。
Yeah, so three and a half years of this drought, it impact to everybody's life this time.
三年半的干旱影响了大家的生活。
I think nowadays it's very hard to understand, you know, this kind of drought, of famine, occur and upon to the land.
我想今天对我们来说已经很难想象到像这种样的旱灾。
Because our life is it's already plenty of everything.
因为在我们的生命里已经很丰盛了。
Because once we go to the market, we can buy everything.
如果我们去了商店，我们什么都买得到。
One time in LA, that during the time of drought, even the city government, county do not prohibit, you know, the watering the grasses.
就是在我们当地，要是有干旱的话，那我们这边的城市政府会叫我们用小心用水。
But still go to the supermarket and the Sam's, then a lot of things there.
那可是你需要什么东西，你到商店还是都买得到。
So that time I was in El Monte, and thank God that the prohibitive watering, so don't have to worry about the front grasses.
因为当时我住在艾蒙提教会，所以当时我们也没什么草需要担心浇水。
Because everybody's grass is already turned to different colors, so don't have to worry about it.
那我们的教会没有什么草，可以说，所以人家的草都已经变黄了，那我们没有问题。
For us, our generation is hard to understand like this kind of famine or drought.
对我们这个时代来说的话，这个干旱实在是让我们很难想象。
But I think ancient time and old time is very different.
可是在古时候就不同了。
Once there's no rain in the field, then it directly related to actually their life.It can turn out to be life-threatening.
在他们当时，要是有一旦碰到这种灾害的时候，就直接影响了他们的生活。
Because in ancient time, there's no supermarket and Sam's.
因为当时就并没有像这么方便的商店。
Because there's no processed food.
他也没有这个成品的食物。
Actually, your field outside, this is your source of your life. They supply the food that you can eat. You can supply.So that you can survive.
当你住的地方附近的田园就是你可以提供你生活的食物。
I think even when I was little, when I was in Korea.
当我小时候住在韩国。
At that time, because our country was very poor at that time.
我们的国家事实上很贫困。
Because after the Korean War, and then after 12 years, I was born.
韩国南北战争之后，十二年后我出生。
The country still kind of under the very poor condition.
国家当时还是在贫困的状况。
I want to know how poor our country was at that time. So I find out in the online.
当时我就有点怀疑，为什么当时到底有多贫困？我就
上网去检查。Because find out because Korea is poorer than the African country at that time.
后来我就发现，原来韩国比非洲还要穷困。
Most likely the very bottom.
已经穷困到在最底下了。
So I remember because when I was a little, and my father got under this salary, then only can supply our family half month, 2 weeks. Half month can survive with my father's salary.
我父亲他事实上一个月的工钱事实上只足够我们吃两个礼拜。
Because at that time the Korea GA was established yet not enough financials.To be independent, so the Taiwan GA can support the Korean GA.
当时在韩国的总会事实上也是很穷困，需要台湾来资助。
So my mom had to find out a way to survive.
那当时我母亲必须要知道如何能够生存。
Because when I was little, I don't know what's going on, but just little kids, so.
对，因为当时我很小，我并不知道发生什么事。
She take care of all the backyard and just make like a farming ground.
他把后院的当成了田地。
I just follow my mother and helping the, you know, the shopping and then the field. I just helping him.
那我就帮助我母亲耕作农菜。
But then I learned a lot of things. There's, you know, it's so once the field, once we put the seed and then it came out plants and it bear like a potato. It's like a tomato and then it's all different kind of, you know, Green onions, all different things.
我记得当时我在帮我母亲种菜，只要放下种子，那就会慢慢生出各式各样的水果。
Sometimes in the bushes, and it growing up the cucumber, you know, they growing and later we couldn't find it. Wow, we find it this big, you know, all the way long.
因为当时我们还甚至于在我们田园里找到很大的黄瓜，藏在很大一个小丛里。
So my mother was bought these goats.
那我母亲当时买了一只山羊。
And then the two become three and become four.
这个羊就变成两只、四只。
Enjoying the every time it came out to the baby goats, and then my mother so happy.
每一次当有小羊出生的时候，我母亲就非常开心。
It was amazing the delivery. You know the goats, you know just literally come out, and then later just you know the little baby, shaking off and then eventually stand up.
我们看到小羊出生像小小小婴孩一样，然后后来他们就学会站起来。
And because of this milk, you can sell to the neighbor.
因为这些羊奶，我们可以卖到附近邻居。
And whatever possible to trying to help the family to survive.
这个就是帮助家计的方式。
And also we raised all the chicks, you know, in the front yard there's a chicks, you know, and it's a beautiful too. It's smelly, but it's beautiful.
在我们前院还养了一些很臭的小鸡，可是它们很漂亮。
So、my mother morning things to do is go inside whether there's how many eggs there.
每天早上我母亲第一件事就是去看看有没有鸡蛋。
Because you can sell this egg to the neighbor too.
这些鸡蛋也可以卖给附近邻舍。
I realize life, you know, because once we have not enough the food, from outside, then you have to find a way to survive.
当我们知道发现我们的食物在缺乏的时候，我们就必须要找生存的方式。
So 3.5 years of the drought is great impact to the entire country, entire people's life.
这三年半的干旱对人类是有很大的影响力。
But during this time, what God has done to Elijah?
那在这时候，神让以利亚怎么做？
And first thing is chapter 17, verse 2 and 3.
在十七章的第二节第三节。
Chapter 17, 2, 3, 4, I can read them. Chapter 17 from verse 2, yeah.
十七章的第二节开始。
And the word of the Lord came to him saying.Go away from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded a ravens to provide for you there. The what God arranged Elijah to let his life to be survived is let him to go this brook.Cherith, and then let him to hide there to survive his life by the supplying the food by the his raven.
神吩咐了以利亚，要他往东去，然后藏在约旦河东边，那在西旁，那也预备了乌鸦来供养他。
Yeah, it looks like it's a little things.
听起来好像是一件小事。
You know, just that he every day he eating this food.
每一天他就吃这些食物。
A raven bring the food. I don't think this food is such like a gourmet food like we eating in the restaurant kind of.
乌鸦，我相信他所为以利亚带来的食物，绝对并不像在餐馆所预备的好食物。
I think it's very simple food.
我想是一个很简单的食物。
But it can survive. Let the Elijah to survive during this time.
可是最少他可以让以利亚在那段时间可以生活。
Elijah, he every day he learned that this food is supplied by God.
以利亚每一天他都纪念神他为他准备的食物。
So during the 3.5 years, during this time, God trained him, let him to be small enough, hide him in the next to the brook.
所以这三年半，神就让以利亚一直躲藏在这个在这个溪边，而他也让他学会了如何谦卑。
You know, he is the as a man of God.
他是神人。
Maybe he can do many other things. Maybe more work he can do.
事实上，他可以做很多工作。
But from the God's point of view, it's good to let him hide in the next to brook, and he can experience I feeding you through the raven.
可是神他的旨意就是要让他躲藏在那个约旦河边，那让他用乌鸦来为供养他。
So he learned every day, it's not by his hands, but even by the hands of the raven.
所以以利亚他所学习就是他所吃的是由乌鸦来供给给他的。
So let him understand the supply of all this provision is not come from your hands.By my hand.
所以让他学习到说，这些食物并不是你自己得到的，是由神给他的。
Because this is little things, but this is very important things in our life too.
虽然这是小事，不过对我们的生命来说是非常重要的。
Because we are we grown up and we finish college, we get a job.
因为当我们成长之后，那我们从大学毕业，然后我们也找到工
作。We easily can say we are a very capable person.
那事实上，我们也会觉得我们是有能力的。
All my life, all the providing in my life, the comfortable living, and all the food supplied, all the place to live, and all the things in our life, we think we provided.
那当时我们工作，我们就会觉得我们所住的、所吃的一切都是我们自己为自己供给的。
So that even the choice of the job and all this is, it's my way to my choice.
甚至于工作的选择都是用自己的方式、自己的选择来达到。
But once we are in the reach to our my understanding is there.
可是当时要是我们的想法已经到那层面的话
，Then we don't need God.That much in our life, then.
我们就觉得神事实上在我们生命就已经不重要了。
Why I need to pray to God? Because my capability is enough.
为什么我们需要跟神祷告呢？因为我们已经有这个能力了。
I have a good job.
我有一个好工作。
I have a place to live.
我有地方可以住。
Everything's my capability is enough to help myself.
我的能力已经足够提供给我自己了。
Then there's no point I can pray very hard.
没有必要让我自己来这么努力的祷告。
So not that pray becomes optional then.
这个祷告就对我们来说只不过是可做可不做的事。
But God trained Elijah as it's not you to provide your own food, but I prepare for you.
可是神他就训练以利亚，让他知道这个食物并不是你自己提供给自己的，是神给他的。
Thought about yourself, you are the one Elijah at that moment.
自己想，我们可以自己想想看，如果我们是以利亚那当
时的话。Every day you wake up, you see that you can hear the sound of the water flowing to the brook.
那每一天早上，我们都可以听到溪水的声音。
Sound is a raven flying and brings the drop the food.
然后我们就看到乌鸦在天上飞，然后把食物丢下来。
You go and pick up and you eat it.
然后你马上就跑过去把食物捡起。
I don't know how much variety, you know, raven from the all different food, but we don't know.
那我不知道到底这些乌鸦提供了什么不同的食物。
But every day picking up eating this food is he knows that God provided.
那当时以利亚所吃的就知道说这些食物都是由神提供给他的。
Even though I'm the man of God. My capability is my ability is nothing.
那就当时就可以知道说，原来我的能力是这么不足。
Even I cannot even help myself to provide the food.
连我自己都没有办法替自己提供食物。
The God is the source of the provider.
神就是提供给我们东西，任何东西的来源。
This understanding is help us a foundation of our faith actually.
这种了解事实上可以来帮助我们增进我们的信心。
So God says you hide there.
因为神说你要藏在那里。
I'm feeding you.
到时候那我会养你。
So the man of God, Elijah, he followed what God said.
所以以利亚他就听从神的话。
But the important thing is during this time, Elijah, his faith continued to build up.
最重要就是以利亚在那段时间他的信心就不断的增进。
Later chapter 18, when he confronted this false prophet later on.
十八章之后，也就是他面对的这些假先知们。
He truly have a confidence God is a living God.
他充满了信心，就知道神是活泼的神。
Where this kind of faith come from?
而这个信心是从哪里来的呢
？By once his prayer, the fire coming down from heaven.To wipe all the things in the altar that he prepared.
当时他一祷告，从天上就降下火来，把一切在地上的祭坛都给烧了。
We simply can say, oh, because he's a man of God.
那我们是也可以说，哦，因为他是神的人嘛。
He also the servant of God, yet he is a man too.
他是神的仆人，可是他也是人。
Don't think he's a God.
不要以为他是人。
Don't think he's a mighty man.
不要认为他有大能。
He's just like us.
他就跟我们事实上也一样。
Sometimes his faith also getting weaker too.
事实上他的信心也会软弱的。
He also gets stressed. He's getting weaker himself. Even he cried. He even cried out to God, "Please, now enough. You can take my life away from me."
他会有压力，会有软弱的时候，他也会跟神，甚至于说，请你把我的生命给夺取吧。
But God have to train his faith too.
神必须要锻炼他的信心。
So the let his faith enough, strong enough later on, stand up in front of King Ahab and also in front of the false prophet.
让他信心足，已经大到可以站在亚哈王面前，还有所有先知面前。
Maybe God trained him like from the he can continue to perform the you know, great miracle, so that he gained the great you know strength in himself. Maybe.
而神他就是这种样锻炼他，可以让他得到这些神迹，还有让他得到这些能力。
But God's way to train Elijah is from the little things.
可是神锻炼他的方式是从用小东西来锻炼他。
I am the provider.
我是提供你的。
Reminding himself every day basis.
每一天都在提醒他这件事。
I am the one feeding you.
我是来给你喂你食物的。
How we can build our faith also come from the small things.
我们如何可以来建立我们的信心呢？一切都是从小事开始。
Every day is your little prayer.
每一天小小的祷告。
Every day your little that time you can meditate about the word of God.
每一天都可以思考神的话语。
But you know that everything's come from God.
我们也知道每一样东西都是从神
而来的。Once we remind every day this same thing.
只要我们每一天这种样提醒自己
But this is the way built our faith.
而这就是 提升我们信心的方式
God always liked the little things make bigger.
神都希望小东西变成慢慢增大
The weak one to be strong.
那软弱了变成强大
And this is the God's way.
这就是神的方式
And then later God sent him to the Jericho, this widow.
之后他就把这把以利亚带到撒勒法。
The what we read this the passage chapter 17 verse from 8.
那我们现在就是念从十七章的第八节开始。
If I were man of God at that time,
如果我是当时的神人
，Why you send me to the foreign country 啊？
你为什么要把我带到外国去呢
？We are an Israelite.
我是以色列人。
And you supposed send me to the one of the Israelites' family.
你应该把我带到一个以色列人家。
But it's hard to understand.
实在让我很难理解。
And also, why then widow's place?
那为什么要到寡妇家呢
？There's a many rich man's place.
到处都有很多有钱人。
Don't you think at that time there's no rich man? Everybody like a widow's life? No.
那当时有很多富有的人呢、啊，那为什么没有人会喜欢寡妇的生活
？Because at that time God sent him to the you go to you know this Jericho.
那因为他神当时就差遣他到了撒勒法去。
And once he go, he find out.
当时他去了，他就发现。
He get into the city.
他去了一个城市。
There's one lady picking up the sticks.
有一位一位女士，她在捡一些木材。
That's the one that God arranged him to have, let his life to survive this during the time of drought.
这就是神给他提供，让他在过干旱时候给他过的日子。
And he find out she is the one of the poorest lady in the town.
后来他也发现了，原来这个女士还是整个城市里面最穷的一个人。
Definitely, if I am the Elijah, then I complain to God.
后来，如果我是以利亚的话，我一定对神抱怨。
God, I'm your servant.
神啊，我是你的仆人。
Don't you think it's enough you let me to hide in the brook and this during the time then you send me the food is from the descending by the ravens?
我当时已经在这个溪旁居住，还有让乌鸦来喂我们食物，这些难道还不够吗
？You can send me some better place and better people.
你可以把我带到更好的人的地方，更好的地方去啊。
Why make my life so uneasy and very uncomfortable way?
为什么要让我的生活变得那么困苦呢？
That's why I cannot be Elijah anyway.
所以我不觉得我做不了以利亚。
But he is Elijah. Now Elijah went to this widow's place.
后来以利亚到了这个寡妇的地方。
Now he asked her for the asked some the water. He mentioned that a little water in a jar.
那他开始就跟他要一些水用器具来装。
Elijah he never afraid, but just asking for water, so let him to drink.
所以以利亚他就直接就跟他要求水。
And right away, verse 12, the one who laid on the way, and then she also, he asking one more time. Verse 11 says she was going to get it. He called her and said, "Please bring me a piece of bread in my hand."
在十一节的时候，以利亚又要求他再给他拿饼给他吃。
And at this time, now lady talk about her situation.
当时这位女士就告诉她她生活状况。
Verse 12, she said, "As the Lord your God live, I have no bread."
她说， 我指着永生耶和华你的神启示，我没有饼。
When she have a first request, give some water in a jar, then she doesn't say anything, but she go trying to bring some water to him.
第一个要求，以利亚要求这个女这个寡妇要的水，那这个女的什么话都没说，就直接把水提供给她了。
But the man of God says, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hands." Now she have to say something.
当神人要求一块饼的时候，那这个寡妇她就必须要说一些话了。
That means why you bother me?
这位寡妇的意思就是说，你为什么要来烦我呢？
I have no bread.
我又没有饼。
Then you make me a bread. It's you bother me, which means.
也就是说，你要我去做一块饼的话，是很麻
烦的。And she explained her situation. I have only a handful of flour in a bowl and a little oil in the jar.
她就告诉了她生活状况，就是她只有一把面，瓶里就有一点油。
Do you know what I'm doing? Because I'm picking up these sticks. I want to set the fire. I make one bread. I want to share with my son. Then I want to die.
因为你看到我在捡柴的时候，就是为了要做这一块饼，跟我儿子分了以后，吃完以后，我们就可以准备死了。
We can say this is the condition that is most desperate condition. We can say.
我们可以想想看，这种样的生活可能是最困苦的时候，最挣扎的时候。
Have you experienced somebody that you know that your condition is really you know tough, and then somebody asking something that at that times your mind is irritated? Have you ever experienced?
你没有办法想象到，当你在最困苦的时候，而人还跟你做很多要求的时候，那你心里是不是会开始烦躁呢
？Really bothered?
真的会被烦。
But then here the man of God willing to bother her.
而这个神人他就愿意来去烦他。
We have to know that God sometimes bothers us too.
我们也要知道神有时候会麻烦我们。
Sometimes, you know, it seems like God doesn't understand my condition.
好像神对我们的状况一点都不清楚。
It seems like condition is only I have a handful of flour and a little bit of, you know, just oil in the jar.
好像我们的生活就是这么一点面还有一点油。
Condition is desperate.
生活状况是非常紧急的。
But many times when the condition are desperate toward to end, then we are very turn out very selfish.
所以当时当我们紧急的时候，我们心态就开始变得自私。
We think we can focus on to God many times because the issue of our life in our kind of a threatening moment, then naturally people's mind turn to themselves.Because for the surviving,
因为为了要生存，所以说当时就算我们对神专注的时候，我们也会有自私的情况。
At that time, the man of God said, "Making the bread for me."
当时神人就跟寡妇说，帮我做一块饼。
This is very illogical.
这个是并不合逻辑的。
One time we talked to a sister here, say, "Once God approached to us and make a very illogical way approach."
那我有一次跟这边的姐妹提到说，当神来跟我们要求事情的时候，事实上很多时候不合逻辑。
God wants to work with us at the moment.
因为事实上当时神是要跟我们同工的。
Because God prepares for the best, we can say, present to supply to us at the moment.
因为当时事实上神要预备最好的礼物给我们。
Because that is the critical moment for your decision, your choice.
因为那时候是最重要、最紧急的状况，让你来做这个选择。
Of course, you know, at this moment, maybe God asks us, give a little water in a jar, then I can do it.
也许跟我讲说，要一点水在这个器具里面，我还办得到。
And we find out this time still there's some water. We find out that because that she doesn't have to worry about that. She just go and trying to bring some water.
也许当时对她来说也并不是件很困难的事，就是拿点水。
But making bread is different.
可是做饼就不同。
Because this is my last piece.
因为这已经是我最后一块了。
You ask me the last piece, then it truly irritate my mind.
你已经跟我要的最后一块，会真的会让我感到很厌烦。
Verse 13, Elijah said to her, "Do not fear."
十三节，以利亚就对她说，不要惧怕。
Go.Make me a bread.
去吧，帮我做一块饼。
And then after that, don't worry about it.
之后你就什么都不用担心了。
This message is we learn many times, I'm sure.
这种样讯息，事实上我们已经学习了很多次了。
In our daily life.
在我们平常生
活中。Sometimes we encounter this kind of challenge from God.
我们也会面对这种样的挑战从神那里而来。
God demands us.
神对我们有要求。
It's not logical, but it is illogical.
听起来并不合逻辑，事实上是合逻辑。
The one when God lead Abraham.
当时神他带领着亚伯拉罕。
And led him to his life to be blessed, so he became a rich man.
让他生命可以得到福气，让他变成一个富有的人。
He protected Abraham's whole household.
他保护了亚伯拉罕他整个家人。
Later even gave him the only son to him.
到最后还给赐他一个儿子。
Of course, physically two sons, but the spiritual sense from God's eyes, one son, only son.
以肉体来说，事实上是两个儿子。不过在灵性来说，只有一个。
This son grew up.
那这个小孩长大了。
And then now it's to be a young boy.
后来这个小孩变成一个年轻男孩。
God showed up to him.
神就到他面前。
Offer your only son to wear only son to make a burnt offering the mountain where I show you.
要亚伯拉罕把他的这个儿子献出来带到山上去。
It's so illogical.
非常不合逻辑。
You gave me and you take away my son.
你给我了这个儿子，现在又要跟我夺去。
From the beginning, you supposed not to give me that.
那为什么起初你就不用给我了
？Why you make my life to be suffer？
你为什么要让我的生命要来这种样子挣扎呢
？We know this point that this request from God is very illogical.
我知道像这种样子，神对你的要求是很不合逻辑。
Then there's a reason.
那因为其中也有原因。
When God asks us illogical way to require something, that means there's a reason.
因为当每次神对你要一些不合理的要求的时候
Remember, God,
那有一个原因
God is always reasonable
我们要知道神永远是合理的
Later we find out
那我们总是最后才会知
道 But sometimes we know that when we complain to God Why? Because it seems that God is illogical
那我们时常会对神抱怨都是因为我们觉得神是不合逻辑
But God is surely reasonable
不过事实上神是确定非常合理的神。
We have to trust in God that moment.
我们在那段时间一定要信靠他。
Then truly the blessing right after coming into us.
到最后的确这些所有的福气会来到我们身上。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
让我们到创世纪的二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22,
创世纪的二十二章。
Verse from 10,
从第十节开始。
Genesis chapter 22 from verse 10,
创世纪二十二章从第十节。
And Abraham stretched out his hands and took the knife to slay his son. 11,
十一节。
But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said.Here I am, verse 12. And he said, Do not stretch out your hand again against the lad, and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. Verse 13. And Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, him a ram cut it in the thicket by his horns.And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for the burnt offering in the place of his son. Now here this passage, you know, God asked him to offer his only son, but actually God prepared this ram behind.
神当时要亚伯拉罕把他的儿子献出来，事实上他已经预备好一只公羊。
As in front of, ask him his only son.
他对亚伯拉罕要求他唯一的儿子。
But God already prepared a ram behind.
可是神是之后后面有预备了一只
公羊。But what God required from him is his only son.
神对他的要求是他唯一的儿子。
But later on, Abraham offered this ram. He cut this ram and then killed and then make a burnt offering to God.
之后他就把这个公羊给献给神了。
The one that offered this ram is just like his son. Actually, he offered his only son.
当他在献这一只公羊的时候，事实上也就是把他的儿子给献给神了。
Don't you think God is reasonable?
你不觉得神很合理吗
？At this moment, we learn that God is reasonable.
在这一段时间，我们就知道神事实上是合理的。
But God requires faith.
不过神对我们的信心是有要求的。
But actually, God requires His Son.
事实上，当时神要求的是他的儿子。
But God knows how to replace his son to the ram.
那神知道如何用公羊来代替他的儿子。
So Abraham learned this one.
亚伯拉罕从这边就学习到了。
Now let's continue to look at verse 14.
我们可以从十四节继续看一下。
And Abram called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it will be provided. This is what he learned from this instance.
这一段就是他学习到了什么，在当时他所学习的。
Actually, when he offered his only son,
事实上当时他就献出他唯一的儿子。
But does that replace with the ram that he offered to God?
那后来他就用了公羊来代替作为献祭给神。
Jehovah Jireh, you know, God will, in the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided.
那在法拉撒这个地方，那神也会提供的。
Sometimes in our life, we encounter all different kind of situation.
有时候在我们生命有对会面对很多挑战。
Maybe we think it's very illogical.
那我们听起有时候感觉上似乎很不合理。
I trust you.
我相信你。
And I really love you.
那我真的很爱你。
I believe in God for so many these years.
那我已经爱神爱了很多年了。
I followed all the commandment of God.
我一直守神的诫命。
But why you give me this kind of trouble?
那可是你为什么还要这种样子
麻烦我？ Why I have to take this kind of burden in my life?
为什么我要披带着这么大的重担？
Then because there's a reason.
因为总是在里面有一些原因。
Because the reason of God to sending us this kind of illogical things challenge to us, then because God wants to provide us.
神给我们一些不合理的挑战，就是因为他要攻击我们。
We know because you know the Paul, Apostle Paul, when he wants to preach the gospel in his ministry, but God gave him a thorn in his body.
使徒保罗他在替神在宣扬福音的时候，神却给他刺在他的背后。
He prayed three times.
他祷告了三次。
But God said, "My grace is sufficient for you."
神说，我的恩典够你用。
Maybe he doesn't jump into the ministry to you know work for God. Maybe he doesn't have this kind of thorn in his body. Maybe.
也许他刚开始进去替神工作的时候，他背后并没有这个刺。
In a sense, this is called illogical.
可是在这里面感觉上就是不合理。
With a healthy body, he wants to preach the gospel. He dedicate himself for God.
健康的身体来替神来工作，他把自己已经献给神。
But God gave him this illogical way of the thorn, you know, in it, the thorn in his body.
可是神又很不合理的把一根刺在他放在他背后。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你用。
That time, the Paul find out.
当时是保罗，他就知道了。
Indeed, this is the grace of God.
的确，这都是神的恩典。
Because let this ministry to make it possible, to also all the minister to be glorified God, not in His name.
让他所做的圣工知道，这个一切都不是荣耀他自己的名。
The one this this widow the in at in Zarephath.
所以我难怪这个寡妇在撒勒法。
The God demand, I mean, the man of God demand this the first bread for him first.
所以那时候他这个神人就要求吃先吃他的第一块饼。
This bread
就是一块小饼。
This is the last piece of bread,
而且也是最后一块饼。
So later she submit to the man of God, says she make it and give it to the man of God.
这个寡妇她也顺服了，做了就给这位神人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the man of God promised to her.
因为神人对她做了一个应许。
Now let's look at it, we go back to the first king.
那我们回到列王记上。
Chapter 17.
列王记上十七章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
14 and 15. For thus say the Lord, God of 14, chapter 17, verse 14. For thus say the Lord, God of Israel, this bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of the oil be empty, until the day that the Lord send the rain on the face of the earth. This is what God says.
在七章的十四节，因为耶和华以色列的神如此说，坛内的面 必不减少，瓶里的油必不短缺。
And
直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。
Man of God, a man of God, send the one he received from God the word, now send over to her.
是神人是从神那边得到的，得知这些，然后再把这些话语传给这位寡妇。
That time she learned that I can submit to the man of God what he says.
在这时候，当这位寡妇，她就知，因为听了这些话，她就顺服了神人。
She remembered this word. She received this word, and she believed it.
她记得这些话，她也相信这些话。
We can trust in God.
我们可以信靠神。
It's up to our choice.
是我们自己的选择。
You worry about tomorrow. It's your choice.
你想要去担心明天的话，那是你自己的选择。
I also sometimes worry about tomorrow too.
我自己本身有时候也会为第二明天来做来担心。
Because I cannot trust in God.
因为我信神不够。
Even I preach the gospel to the members, God is Almighty God.
甚至我传给大众神是大能的神。
And then turn around, I worry about tomorrow.
然后我自己转过身后，我在担心明天的事。
I learned that human is so weak.
我就发现人是真的很软弱。
Let us not to be weak.
让我们不要再软弱。
We always believe that God is Almighty God.
我们永远要知道神是大能的神。
Almighty.
而是全能的。
In everything in this world, in this all the aspect, God is mighty.
在各方面，神都是全能的。
But we worried.
不要担心。
That's what Jesus mentioned. Don't worry about it.
那也就是主耶稣所说的，什么都不要担心。
Seek His kingdom and righteousness first.
只先求神的国、神的义。
The rest of them I'll provide for you.
后面神都会提供给你。
Simple formula, simple truth.
这是很简单的一个方程式。
Even though we read in the First King chapter 17 so many times.
虽然我们念了列王记上已经很多次了。
And Genesis chapter 22 is read so many times.
那这个创世纪也念了很多次了。
Still we worry about it.
可是我们天天还在担心。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
那我们看一下马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
From verse 25.
第二十五节。
Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25.
马太福音第六章的二十五节。
For this reason, I say to you, do not be anxious for your life as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and the body than clothing? Verse 26.
二十六节。
Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, neither they do not reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.Are you not worthy much more than they? 27.
27节
And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to his life's span? Verse 28.
28节
And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin.And 29. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. Verse 30.
30节
But if God so arrayed the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more do as for you, O man of little faith? Do not be anxious then saying, what shall we eat and what shall we drink? Or what...With what shall we clothe ourselves? Here Jesus telling us, don't worry about your life, don't worry about things you eat in this world, don't worry about what you wear, what you drink.
在这里主耶稣跟我们提到是不用担心你吃什么穿什么。
No, but then there's many times we worry about tomorrow.
可是我们很多时候我们对明天还在做忧
虑。If you and I, we worry about tomorrow,
如果你和我天天都在
忧虑明天 We are nothing different than Gentile then.
那我们就跟外邦人没什么不同
了 Verse 32
第三十二节
For all these things the Gentile eagerly seek for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
三十二节这都是外邦人所求的 你需用的这一切东西你们的天父都知道
Don't worry about this actually this message for me today actually.
你们不用担心，这个讯息是给我的。Actually,
this message is actually for my family.
这个讯息也是给我家人的。
Because I need it.
因为我很需要。
So that's why I share with you.
所以这个我是想跟大家一起分享。
Do not let us anxious about anything.
不要让我们来忧虑任何事。
God feed us.
神会喂养。
I learned from the First King chapter 17.
我从列王记上的十七章开始。
God feed His people.
从这里学到神会供养。
God purposely sent the most poorest one, like a widow in Jericho.
神会从神会用最最在约沙法那个地方来用一个最穷最穷的人来供给你。
Feed him.
来为供给这位神人。
And also feed this widow's family also.
然后神也会供给给这位寡妇。
I hope that we can learn from here.
那我从我们这边学习。
If you have this kind of situation, like only one bread.
那如果你们在这种一块小饼的状况上。
At that time is your choice.
那当时是你们的选择。
Whether this one offered to God or take my for my own.
这块小饼是要给神还是自己就用了。
She offered the one bread to the man of God.
她用这块小饼献给了这个神人。
Actually, this bread is not offered to the man of God. Actually, this bread offered to God.
事实上，他并不是要给这块饼不是献给神人，而是献给神。
She and all her family can survive.
他和他的全家人就开始可
以生存。And also, she can feed the man of God for the rest of this period of time of drought.
甚至于也供给了这位神人，在这个干旱的时期都一直让他度过。
As a Gentile lady,
做而这个是一个外邦女子。
She learned God. She experienced of God.
她也体验了神。
This is a great reward.
这个是非常大的奖赏。
And also that she has a great opportunity to serve the man of God.
也给她的机会来服侍神人。
It becomes her reward later.
之后就变成她的
奖赏。And that chapter 17 later on his own son died.
之后这个寡妇的儿子死了。
At that time the she out of the agony she talked to the man of God.
后来她就非常的痛苦，她跟这个神人来说
Why these things happened in my life?
为什么这个会在我的生命发生呢？
And the man of God prayed for him.
神人就为他祷告。
And his son's life came back.
后来他的儿子就复活。
And she learned that life, the source of life, it belongs to God.
她就知道生命的来源都是从神。
Because she, so far she served the man of God.
因为她服侍了神人。
So her life is...full experience of God in her life.
所以她生命就体验到了神。
The great experience of God.
非常大的体验。
In the mountain of God, God will provide exactly the she experience of there.
那当 I'm sorry.
She experience of God and God as a God as a provider.
她就真正体验到知道神就是提供她给她一切的。
What Abraham experienced, she experienced.
亚伯拉罕所体验的，他也相同的体验了。
But her son not to die, but her son is alive from the death.
他的儿子又复活。
This we also can have the same experience.
我们相同的可以有这种样体验。
In the mount of God,
在神的山上
，He will provide.
他将会供给。
If we put God first in our life,
我们要把神要是先放在前面。
And then God becomes our true provider.
那神就真正做给我们真正的供给者了。
Let's pray in silence.
让我们一起祷，默祷。